This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Ayin Tes. We're middle of Sif Aleph with the Ramah. By the way, if you want to join us, we're going to be visiting the city of Krakow and the Ramah's Kever for Lag BaOmer, upcoming in about 2 weeks. So you could join us for that. The Ramah said, Hagosh, Shliat Tzibur HaMespalel, if a shatz, a chazan is davening v'tsoi beveis HaKnesses, and there is excrement in the shul, oi bebayis HaMespalel shomor in the house, afilu hu la'achrav b'chal habayis. Even if the tsoya is behind him in the house, tzarech lishtoik ad sheyetzeinu, you have to be quiet, he has to be silent until it's removed. Me'achar shemoitzi rabim yidei chayvasan, because he's being moitzi the rabim der chiyav. We're in Siman Ayin Tes in the Ramah and Sif Aleph. Ve'i afshar shlo yei echad min hakol b'soich arba amas shal atzoya. It would be, it's inevitable, impossible that someone in the tzibur is not within 4 cubits of the tzoya. So you got the case, you have a chazan, he's being moitzi everyone the chiyav. And what happens? The situation is, there's tzoya in the shul. So he's got to stop until the tzoya is removed. Why? Because it's impossible that there isn't someone within 4 cubits of the tzoya. Says Rama, V'ayin lekaman tzoyf simen sadi, V'ayin lekaman simen peizayin, bedin tzoya bebayis. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesterday we saw Siv Katan Vav. If the Shliach Tzibur had to wait the amount of time it would take to complete the whole thing, and it was not within his 4 amos, he does not have to go back to the beginning. The Siv Katan Zayin, since he's being moitzi them with their chiyav, right? So loymer, dehavik ilu mispalo kol echad ata la'atzmai, because now it's as if each one is davening by themselves. What does that mean? It seems like that if there's soya in the house, it's going to cut off one of the people in the house, or it's going to cut off everyone, and it's going to be considered like everyone's davening themselves. So you say, well, what's wrong with that? Everyone nowadays does daven themselves. It says the Mishnah, even though we are accustomed that everyone davens themselves, each yachid has to answer amen. There can't be tzaya in front of him. I don't understand. If everyone's davening themselves, then of course you have to remove the tzaya, because a guy who's davening has tzaya in his dalet amos. It seems like, let's say it's not a situation where everyone, let's say the chazan is being moitzi everyone, but if there's going to be tzaya in somebody's dalet amos, he will not be able to answer amen. V'im hashatz oisek ata b'psukei dezimra. If the Shliach Tzibur is involved, is right now up to p'sukei dezimra. De'enoi moitzi yidei choiva. He's not being moitzi anyone. V'ein shamani asamin. Mutter loy leimar kedarkoi. He could continue. Im hu chutz l'dar amos b'makom shekol arech. As long as he's outside of 4 amos from where the smell stops. Meaning, in the first case we're talking about, where he's being moitzi the tzibur, let's say the Berachas Kriyas Shema, where they have to answer amen. But if he's up to Psukei Dezimra, where he's not really being moitzi anyone, so as long as he's good to go, he could continue. Vim hu b'tzayich dalet amosav, if he's within 4 cubits of the tzaya, tzarech lishtoik, he has to be silent. V'afilu m'sha kedei ligmar kulay, even if he delayed to finish the whole thing. Einoi chayzer rak l'makam shepasak, he only has to go back to the place where it stopped, where he stopped. V'chein b'brichas Kriyas Shema. The same thing would be in the Berachas Krishma. So this is whether he's in Psukei Dezimra or in the Berachas Krishma. Aval b'Krishma v'tvila b'lachash, but in Shema or in Shemone Esrei, hashoya kidei ligmar kula, one who delays to finish the whole thing, may roish hatvila atzayfa, v'haya hatzaya b'tech da'ad amos, if the tzaya was in the four amos, choyzel roish, he goes back to the beginning, u'mesharen l'fi hakoyrei, and you evaluate it based on the reader himself. Siv katan ches. The Rama said it's impossible that there's not someone within four amos. If it happened that nobody's within four amos, motulisbal, you could dam yafal pishatsoya mafsekis. I, the tsoya is interrupting, meaning, is the problem that somebody's within the Dalet Amos, or somehow the tsoya creates a barrier? So Mishabru is going to say, even though the tsoya is mafsik between them, uvein hashatz yichoyim lahachse pneim, they could turn around, kedei shelo yehei lefneim, so the tsoya is not in front of them, the asur kumlai einav, because tsoya is asur in the eye shot of somebody who's in its presence. We did have earlier that even if you can't see tsoya, tsoya could create a barrier. By the way, we also said if there's a avodah zara or an idolater in between, it would be an issue. So this is very interesting. In Siman Nun Hey, let's take a look back for a moment. In Siman Nun Hey Siv Chaf, there was another factor that the Mishnah Berurah here is not really working with. Namely, here we're talking about, are you within four Amos of Tzaya? But the question is, does the Tzaya create a barrier? And in Siv Chaf, in Siman Nun Hey, the Mechaber brings the Yesh Oimrim, the Yesh Oimrim is the Mari Abuav, in the name of the Yushalmi, that you can't have any hefsik of tinuf or avodas kochavim in between. Because who mafsik bein hashchina v'goyim shet lahashchina shein neshoira b'kan. By the way, the Taz says, therefore you should not have an avodah zara on the roof of a shul because it will prevent the tefillahs from going up. Lamaisa, the minhag is lahakel. You know, what if a shul on top of the roof has a satellite, you know, for improper media connection? So then what? The Taz would say that might be an issue. Anyway, this is a Yesh Oimrim. It doesn't sound like we have a definitive psak about this. Fine. Siv Katan Tes. Arba Amos, Ratzaloimar, Mimakim Shkala Reach. It's impossible that nobody's within four Amos and where the smell stops. Tina Kishtin Mayabesa Knesses, if a child urinated. Gamkin Yishtach Hashel Tzibor, Viyamtim Achiatil Behen Mayim. You should wait until you pour water, or you chasu, or you cover, or you achiku, kolakol mehem, Dalet Amos. Vaimashkasam de Beralacha, Dim HaMeiragam, Hoyuchutz, Dalet Amos, Shahashatz. If the Meiragam was outside of four Amos of the Shatz, Efsha the Yeshlismach, Alsvaras HaMakilim, Shein Tzarch Lohidia, it could be you could rely on the lenient opinion that you don't really have to tell him. Mikomakam Yeruha Kol Esrachik, or Lechasis, or Lehato Mayim. Nevertheless, the Kol should distance, or cover, or put water, Dilavach, otherwise, Lohyuchul Anos Amen. You would not be able to answer Amen. Let's start Sif Beis. Let's say you are in a high place, 10 tefachim tall, or 10 tefachim low. Aisha haisa bevayis echad. Or if you were in one house, v'hu bevayis acher, and the tzaya was in another house. Afilu apesach pasuach. Even if the doorway is open, v'yoyshev betzida, you're sitting on the side, v'roya aisa, im ein la reach, if there is no smell, yachalik reis. Why? The kivan shu b'shus acheres, karinam b'shapir v'hoya machanecha kadosh l'harash. According to the Rush, if it's outside of your Dalet Amos, there's no inyan of Lo Yira Becha Ervas Davar. The issue is V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, so it's permitted according to the Rush. Again, we saw that it could be, would still be a Derabanan. But here the Mechaber is saying that according to the Rush, it's okay, because according to the Rush, the only issue that governs Tzaya is V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. This is a different Machane. It's in a different bias. It's in a different room. Aval HaRajba, there's an issue here of what? Of La Yira Becha Ervas Davar. Remember, we learned that the Rajba holds La Yira Becha Ervas Davar applies to seeing Tzaya. And therefore, it's only okay, Dafka Kishena Royoisa, only if you don't see it. Vim Yeshla Reach, if it has a smell, Loi Mahani Afsaka, then even according to the Rajba, it's a problem. This Hefsik is not going to work. It's not going to accomplish anything. Vloi Shina Rishus, the different domain is not going to do anything. Some say the chihechi da hafsaka ma'elas l'tzoy atzma, just like a hefsik helps for the tzoy itself, hachanami ma'elas l'reach rashala, it will likewise help for the bad smell. We will hold it over here. We will continue Bez Hashem with the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis tomorrow. This week we're going to get together Friday, just to so we don't fall behind, okay? But right now we're on schedule. So after Friday, we'll be ahead of schedule. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.